Authorities of the Kumasi Polytechnic have expressed surprise at the action of the Electricity Company of Ghana, ECG, disconnecting the school's main electricity power supply. According to the authorities, the school does not owe ECG any outstanding bill on technical grounds. This is because government has over the years been taking up electricity bills of all tertiary educational institutions in the country, including the Kumasi Polytechnic. We bring you the details.
According to the Assistant Registrar in charge of public relations of the Kumasi Polytechnic, Robert Jewu, the only responsibility of the school is to submit its monthly electricity bills to the Council for Tertiary Education, from where the bills are taken up by government. It therefore took the school's community by surprise when the Ashanti Regional Management of the ECG carried out its earlier threat to cut off power supply to the institution. Speaking to Radio Ghana in Kumasi, Mr. Jewu wondered why, among all the public tertiary schools in the country, the ECG decided to deny the Kumasi Polytechnic access to the national grid. He said the company has built the polytechnic about 300,000 Ghana cedis for the power consumed since January this year. The PRO admitted that even though the school has consumed electricity for the period, what is unclear is whether or not government has now decided not to foot the utility bills of tertiary institutions, and students would have to bear the cost now. Thus, he noted, however, is not advisable since it could unnecessarily hike school fees. He was certain that the current situation is as a result of an ineffective communication among the Ministry of Finance, the Council for Tertiary Education, and the ECG regarding how payment of the electricity bills should be settled. The PRO said an agreement has been reached between the management of the polytechnic and the regional management of the ECG about how to restore power supply to the school for normal work to continue.